Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Good. I'm doing well. Hi, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm just getting my day going, and it's pretty nice out so far. So
yeah, it's probably going to be the last nice day of the year, to be honest.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's 55 and sunny today. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take the dog for an extra long walk today. That's what's going to happen. So.
Aw, a little chewy.
Well, unfortunately, the weather is not going to hold up for the weekend, but there's got to be some fun stuff to do anyway, right?
Yeah, and we're Midwesterners, right? So we know how to handle ourselves in the winter. So I'm fully...
We should.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some of the events are indoors, too. So let's get into it. So first off, you know, we've been talking a lot about To-Go Tuesdays each week. This is our 11-week campaign on social media to help support our restaurant business owners right now during this time. And we're in week 10 already. So if you want to head on over to Artisan Pub in South Beloit, that is our featured restaurant of the week. On Friday, we're going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate around noontime to a lucky winner. Basically, all you have to do is between now and tomorrow in the midday, you just go out if you're out and about grabbing some local food, take a photo, use hashtag to go Rockford, hashtag go Rockford, post it up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're immediately eligible to win.
My mouth is watering. Every time we start talking about food, I'm like, oh, I need to eat.
I know. And this food, actually, in this Go Guide, that this picture of this To-Go Tuesday, it looks really, really good. So.
It looks like it's like prime rib or something. It looks real good.
It's yummy. So that's going on this week. And then we have one more week of this before we wrap it up so you could win that gift card.
Sounds good. That's
going on. Our friends over at Atwood Center, they're hosting on Saturday, 12 to 2, the In the Outdoors Hootin' Holidays. So...
Who?
If you're looking for something to do, I know, with the family and friends, head on over there. You can go and learn a lot about birds of prey and raptors in our northern Illinois area.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Did you say raptors? Like velociraptors?
Not like...
Like from Jurassic Park?
Yeah. No, they don't have those.
Are we in danger? What's happening here?
You always take it to that next level, Kev.
Well, yeah, I am known to do that, but, you know... When you think raptor, you got to think dinosaurs at this point.
There's
going to
be rumors. The rumor mill is going to be rolling. No, we don't have any velociraptors.
They've got live dinosaurs at Atwood Center. Watch out.
They said it on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure that's scientifically viable. Sure.
Exactly. No, that is not what we'll be seeing here. But nonetheless, it'll be a great time. So head on over. You do have to pre-register for this event. If you're interested in attending, of course, for say social distancing purposes. But for more information on that, check out Rockford Park District Atwood Center there. And yeah, it should be a good time.
That sounds like a good time, actually.
Now this is really fun and interesting for those that want to build in a little educational component to their fun. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Midway Village Museum. They've done a great job of hosting a lot of variety of events. This one's great. It's a Zoom opportunity. So basically, you're going to pick up your lunch at Machine Shed. They're partnering with them. It's a carryout option, and you are going to head back home, get on the Zoom by 1 o'clock, and you're going to learn about President Lincoln's favorite foods while eating and enjoying. You're going to learn about the food he would have eaten. You're going to have the similar type of food. They're going to learn about customs and the origins of the past.
That's interesting. I wonder how they know that. I mean, did Lincoln keep a journal? How do you know
what food he
loved? Is that on record?
It must be, and so Machine Shed's recreating it for you, so you can enjoy that, and then you can learn about it. So I think that's really fun, something totally different. Of course, Midway Village Museum would come up with a creative idea like this, so good for them.
That's fascinating.
So that's going on. And then right after that, from 2 to 3, we've got Rockford Art Museum, who's hosting their online Dragons RAM Cartoon Club, which is so cute. So basically, an instructor is going to sit down and teach you. You know, you're going to have your white piece of paper, your blank page, you're going to have your markers, your tools, and then they're going to teach you from scratch how to actually create a beautiful dragon, color it in, and then you're going to have that picture to give to somebody. So I think that's sweet.
That's awesome.
And it's great for the kids, too. So that'll be a nice family activity for you.
Never mind the kids. That's great for me. I do not know how to draw at all. I draw very badly. Without instruction, if I drew you a dragon, you'd be like, that is a weird-looking chicken. That's what
weird-looking chicken.
Yeah, that's what would happen. So, like, I could actually probably benefit from this.
I love it. I know. That's kind of how I feel, too. So, and, you know, right now, coloring is a great stress reliever. So this is a great opportunity for that.
It is. That's why they have adult coloring books. Did you know that?
Oh, I have plenty. And now that we have our kids, I find that when we start to color, I'm the one that's coloring more, and I'm, you know, 20 minutes have gone by and I'm still coloring and she's on to something else.
That's usually what happens. And that's not anybody's fault. Adults just have longer attention spans. That's all.
And I just love to color. It's so much fun. So, and this is a great way to get your creative juices flowing. And then of course, this is not the only opportunity. They're going to have a couple more of these opportunities as well. And I think it's great for the family bonding time and that experience at home too. So
sounds great.
There you go. So that's what's going on.
All right. Anything that Andrea just talked about or more is at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
Have a good one.